Hi, my name is Elisha William Ornsby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Somebody wave your hand. hand and thank God for grace tonight. Wondrous grace. Spectacular grace. Extraordinary. Incredible grace. It helped me. It touched me. It fixed me. It blessed me. It changed me. A witness.
Did it for me.
Better than a friend to myself. Blog Talk Radio.
Tell us a little bit more. How did this make you feel when you heard we're going to be receiving the benefits?
Well, I was praising God, and I was thanking Him for the promise. And I tried to, I don't know what happened, because I was trying to get in touch with you on the Facebook to tell you what had happened, and I never did. And then when you called today, that's when I told you. But you didn't know anything about my disability, anything about me going to the lawyer, nothing.
No, I didn't.
Things started getting kind of scary because stuff was happening so fast. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But praise God that He gave you the word, you gave it to me, and I believed it because I said, He said something, a miracle was going to happen to me, and I had no idea. I didn't even think about the Social Security because they already said 30 to 90 days, so I really didn't think, But
right.
Praise God, the next day the lady called me and said she was called. And then the strange thing is, Roderick, when I told my lawyer, she hadn't got any information. And I talked to other people. They said, well, I don't know why the processing center would call you, but the payment processing center called me the next day. And they don't usually call people.
Really?
So, yeah, they said they don't usually call people. They just send you a letter. But
wow.
She called me that next day. She called me.
I believe right now the waters are stirred. I remember in one particular meeting, a man was healed of being crippled. This was faith. This has nothing to do with me, but that man got up out of his wheelchair, never walked, no hocus pocus. This man was medically crippled. He walked, his bones were mended, he was instantly healed because of his faith. Now, there are people listening right now. You're in a position. You need a miracle. Now, first of all, let me help you understand something. I am looking for empty vessels. I'm not looking for people that are whole. I'm not looking for people that know it all. I'm not looking for super religious, holier-than-thou people. Okay? I'm not looking for spiritual experts. I'm looking for people like my sister, Evelyn, who just heard a word and believed that word, and the very next day she got a miracle.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I believe I have my sister, Evelyn Matthews. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my eldest sister. It's such a pleasure to have you on. How have you been doing?
I've been doing fine.
Wonderful. I believe that you have a testimony. And people, before she gives this testimony, I want every one of you to listen. He's given unto us a measure of faith. Success comes through faith in God. You're going to hear a testimony of a miracle. Tell me, my sister Evelyn, what happened to you? What miracle have you experienced?
Well, Roderick, I experienced plenty of miracles, but on this particular one, I went to a court for my disability. And as we all know, it takes a while to get disability, and my lawyer told me it would take like 60 to 90 days before I hear from him. But this was January the 24th. And so you sent me a message on my Facebook on February the 15th, and it said, Sister, expect a miracle any day now. And the next day, the Social Security called me from the payment processing center, and I didn't really know what was going on. It had only been like 2 weeks. So then when I called them, they told me that they was getting ready to send me out a check and that I was approved for the disability. And it took me about 2 more weeks to start getting my payment and my back payment. And all that was done in less than a month.
Wait a minute now. I want the people to get this. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I give God all the glory. It's been a little while since I've seen my sister, but we are close. Now, you got a note from me February the 15th. And
right.
The note was, expect a miracle any day.
Sister, expect a miracle any day. And this was on the 15th.
Wow.
And the next day she called, and it was like, and I started telling everybody, Roger just prophesied to me that to expect a miracle. And look what happens, it takes a while to get your disability after you go to court.
Yes, it does.
If you don't
yes,
get it
does.
Right then.
Right.
And, I mean, it happened within less than a month. This was February. This was January 24th when I went to court. So by March, they was, you know, I was just getting blessings everywhere.
You know what's amazing, Evelyn? This didn't come by me telling you to give an offering or some hocus pocus. This came by a word that was given to you, and I remember feeling an inspiration from God to speak directly to you. And the next day, you got a miracle.
Love Talk Radio.
You know, so what is moving me to this point? I have a calling, and I've neglected this calling multiple times, and still he keeps reaching out for me. And that's to the point where I can't run anymore because my mental thought is changing. My feelings about everything is changing. You know, my love for life, my thirst for knowledge is changing. You know, so and in knowing that, I'm reading the scriptures every day. I'm on the talk show every day. I'm taking wisdom from you every day. To God be the glory.
Yes.
And it's so divine when you know that it's been time, but if I'd have did it, then I'd have did it because that's what the preachers or the church folks told me I should have been doing. Now I'm doing it because I feel it.
My
it's goodness. Not just a thought or a want. It's a feeling, you know, of completion, a feeling of destiny, a feeling of now. You know, you can just feel it. When you know, you know. So at first it was for everybody else. Now it's for me because I know it's my time to live right, get right.
You know, we just love Verda. If a person can't understand and receive from somebody that's real and raw, they just can't understand or receive. When Berta goes out and she tells someone of the things that she's gone through and where she is now, if that's not a witness of the Holy Spirit, God brings us up out of the muck and miry clay. We are so proud of you, Berta. See, you keep going and going. We know what's inside of you. Your heart is real, real big. You got a lot of love, and it's going to flow out.
You just say that I got the chills again. I'm going to need y'all to not be talking to me.
You all may not understand why we say what we say about this young lady, but see, we know from whence God has brought her from, and to have her on with us and actually
yes.
a part of people being delivered, isn't that amazing that one of the greatest deliverance that you can receive as a man or woman of God, is going to be from people.
Oh, yes.
My God.
Huh. Come on.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. See, you can't be used to bring deliverance to people if you're not delivered from people.
No.
Well, bless God, this is Roderick Owen Speed. Listen, there's no other like God. We are living in the greatest time that we can live in. I'm telling you, the doors of heaven, the gates of heaven, the blessings of God are pouring out. You may be saying, how can you say that? We are living in an economically challenging time. How can you say that, Roderick? What nerves do you have telling us that we can prosper now? Let me tell you something. God loves it. He loves it when the economy is like it is. You know why? Because God is a God of great miracles. Listen, God doesn't need everything going good for you to bless you. As a matter of fact, check out the word of God again. Shadrach, Meshach, and the bad Negro. Listen, everybody that been blessed by God were blessed during challenging time. Don't tell me. I know what it is to die and God raised me from the dead. I know what it is to have bones broken in my body. I know what it is to have one of my sons go to heaven after living 7 weeks. I know what it is for my firstborn son to have the doctors tell me that he's going to be a vegetable. And Roderick Jr. is a miracle today. He's 29 years old. And I'm telling you, I know what it is to be shot at, stabbed. Oh, I've been a lot of places. Listen, I know what it is to be delivered from some things that right now, I don't know if you all can handle it, but I stand here today, me and my queen, Katrina Ormsby, we are blessed, blessed, blessed. Listen, you could be blessed with no money. Oops, did I say that? Yes, I did. I have some guests I see that have called in, and I'm going to get with everyone later. I tell you, there's a word of the Lord today that's going to shake your very minds. Listen, God does not need a river to bless you. He'll bless you in the desert. My God in heaven, don't you know that God can make your desert a dessert? You know, I had an apple pie today, glory to God, with some ice cream and a little glass of milk. Ooh, little glass of milk, and I ate that apple pie, and tastes real good. But let me tell you something, that was a dessert. But let me tell you something, God got a dessert for you doing your, listen, you don't need money to be blessed. Check out Isaiah 55, come and buy with no money. How in the world, Roderick, can I buy with no money? It's called faith. I didn't say fake. It's called faith. Stand by. I'm going to get with my callers in just a moment.
The story, there's good news through the pain. Nothing can separate me from Jesus Christ and King.
And my whole body was going to be healed.
Yeah.
I received my confirmation.
Hallelujah.
It says September, it was written September the 10th. Prophesized on me 8/8/2010. Dear Quinetta Harris, we received the results of your blood work, which show that your kidneys and your calcium level, hallelujah, thank you,
Lord,
you're good.
Yes!
Hi, my name is Elisha William Ormsby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Well, bless God, you've heard of a woman that was healed. She is healed as we speak now of kidney trouble. I mean, she was in trouble physically, and the doctors were talking about removing her kidneys. Well, I want you to know I had no power, but I do have the name of Jesus. And we prayed the prayer of faith, and we saw a miracle. We prayed one night. She came back with a letter from her doctor. I tell people, if God did it, it could be on paper. Praise God. Well, I thank God for what he is doing in this hour. You're welcome to call. You need a miracle. Listen, you don't have to send a dime. No hocus pocus. No gimmicks. I will just speak, and God will do it. God has released my spirit, my queen and I, and this is our time. And I'm not just talking about me and my queen, our time. Those that know the Lord will do great exploits. 818-431-8553. We're going to be giving some powerful words today, and we thank God for what he is doing. I'm going to go to my guest right now. God bless you. You're with Roderick Ornsby. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. This is Pastor Walton. Just wanted to give you a call and just tell you we enjoying what we've heard, the testimonies, and we do confirm the anointing that God has definitely placed on your life. You have been a blessing to me and my family. We just wanted to send out a shout of love to say continue and continue to press on in what God has called you to do, man of God. We love you.
My God, later, I'm not going to let you go now. Listen, y'all, this is my good friend. This is a man of God, a prophet, a pastor, and just a true brother, Pastor Walton and his lovely queen, Angela, and his whole household. Listen, you could never meet a finer family than my brother. Thank you for calling, and how are you, and how's everything been? I'm glad to have you.
We're doing just fantastic. Everything is what God has always has promised us that he would do. It reminds me of a song that we used to hear years ago, for every mountain he has brought us through.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the mountain. I thank God for the valleys. But most of all, I thank him for confirming his word. When he said that he's going to be Jehovah Jireh, he will provide. He has provided not only just for me and my family, but he has continued to show himself strong in our lives.
Oh, I know you to be a man of faith, you and your lovely wife and all of your children. Ladies and gentlemen, you talked about a family, the Waltons family. The Owensby loves the Waltons, and it's been a while since we talked. And my Queen Katrina salutes your queen, Angela, and all of your children.
I love you, Apostle. I love you, Lady Katrina.
Ah, she's the one. She done broke in. God bless you.
I love you guys so much. We miss you guys. You guys are such an inspiration to us. We love y'all so much. And you too, Elisha.
Oh, Elisha. And he wanted to come here, son. He's in the studio with us. Ladies and gentlemen, my queen first. God bless you.
God bless all of you. We love you all so much and miss you. We miss you so much.
We miss you guys too.
I let you know that Elisha was saying happy birthday to Angelina.
Oh, I tell her. I'll tell her. I would tell Angelina that he said happy birthday. How sweet. I was just on the internet and I saw that he was online now. And so I said, we got to call them. We got to let them know how much we appreciate them and how anointed you guys are. And you are such an inspiration to us. And we just love the anointing. And we love the fact how obedient you are to the Spirit of God. And Radio Land, trust assured that these are the real deal. They are the real deal. We bless God for you.
God. You know, the kinship that God has placed with us all is so great. This is a family, as you all have heard my king say, that is truly living by faith. They understand the faith walk. When you say faith, they'll do it. We just thank God for them. They blessed us with a beautiful godson, Micah, Elisha, young prophet, and, of course, all of their other children. We love them so much. And Angelina just had a birthday, so Radio World, say happy birthday to Angelina.
Amen. We love y'all. God bless y'all.
God bless you. We're going to let Elisha say hello to you all.
Let's see. Elisha on the phone.
God bless you.
Hello,
bless you.
Mr. Walton.
Yes, indeed. We miss you all as well. We thank God for you. Our young man of God that's sitting here before us, he's waving his hands back and forth. We're going to see if he has something that he wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
So how are your family doing?
Family is doing great. Everybody is just moving forward in the things of God, and we thank God for it.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to Angelina.
Hi,
Angelina.
Thank you. What's what?
You're welcome.
What?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you, amen. Elisha. Amen. You know what? This, to me, is the greatest time on radio when we can just be ourselves and talk. You know, we will never get to the place, me and my brother, we talk all the time about this, to where we are too high to be ourselves. And we are just having a family time, and Angelina and your whole household, your wife, we love you all. And anything you want to say to the people, we have millions of listeners, a man of God, anything that God has, I know he's always speaking to your spirit, anything that you want to say to the listening audience, go ahead, man of God.
I just want to say to those of you that are out there in radio land, the old adage is that what God has done for others, he will do the same thing for you. No matter what you go through, no matter how things may seem, God is always looking down to show himself strong in our lives. We just have to position ourselves and say, listen, who am I that God would smile down on me? I'm his child. And as I stated earlier when we first got on, is that for every mountain, God has brought us through. For every trial, he has given us the strength to go forward and push forward. So, Radio Land, I want you all to remember, no matter what comes your way, hold on to God's unchanging hand. And remember, he loves you with an everlasting love, that he will even allow me, little bitty old me out of Lafayette, Indiana, to get on the radio and say something of encouragement to you. I myself am a father. I have 6 girls and I have 1 boy. Been married for 14 years. And God has continued to show himself strong each day. Every day I see another facet of his glory. Every day I feel in my spirit that God is going to do something awesome. And that's the attitude that we have to have, is that when I wake up on Monday morning, what is it that God is about to do for me? What is it that he's going to allow me that I'm going to come in contact with, that I can be a blessing to somebody else? If God can allow Peter to be in his predicament, in his situation, that his shadow would just overshadow somebody and they would be healed, what about me? Well, how can I position myself that God will move in my life to be a blessing to somebody else? That's kingdom building. God bless you all.
God bless you. Love you. And all of your family, tell our godson we love him, and as we love all of the children,
We will talk to you. Keep listening. I'm going to have this man of God and his queen back, and we're going to do a whole hour and a half with you all. I can't wait. We'll be talking.
Yes,
love you all. Love you so much. We'll be talking.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Somebody wave your hand and thank God for grace tonight. Wondrous grace. Spectacular grace. Extraordinary. Incredible grace. It helped me. It touched me. It fixed me. It blessed me. It saved me. The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. And let me tell you something, God's not studying your prayers. He could care less how you pray, when you pray, and what you pray. Hold your seatbelts. Some of you Luke 18 and 1 people, I can hear you already. Man ought to always pray. But God is not studying your prayers. He said in Mark 11, 24. God spoke to me. He said, I want you to raise up a nation that knows how to talk. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, the divine ability to know how to speak, when to speak, and what to speak, who to speak to. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear. How many of you know in Proverbs, the word of God says, the Lord creates the hearing ear and the seeing eye. Somebody say something. All of your five senses, God wants to transmute. He wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense Him. Shout! Oh, bless His holy name. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith, for some of you people trying to get more faith, let me help you. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Now, I'm going to look at some. Everybody like this verse. Let's go to Ephesians 3 and 20. Let's go to Ephesians 3, 20. Now, watch this. Let's read it now. Read it. Good, isn't it? You like that, don't you? Let's look at it. Watch this. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above how? That we what? According to the what? That what? Now listen, kings, priests, listen to me.
God can only do for you. God works for you when you learn how to talk. God never works for anybody that doesn't know how to talk. Too many of God's people don't understand why the New Testament gifts of speaking in tongues was given to the New Testament church. You think it was just for Rabba Yana Roshita, car. Grobo, boat. You think God was teaching you some grammar or something? Don't try to figure me out. Are you getting this? The word of God said in 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, I pray in the spirit and I pray with understanding. You that pray in the spirit, the only reason God gave you the gift to pray in the spirit, so that he can give you some understanding through the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that the spirit can tame your tongue. He can do abundantly above all that you ask or think. Nobody ever asks anything without thinking first. Now, this is what's hindering your prayers. Some of you are thinking wrong. So your asking is off. Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I want you to listen to me. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Some people speak for God. I speak as God. God don't need me to speak for him. God needs me to speak as him. Honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me. He's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time he told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Now shout. When I tell the devil to come out, he comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you, you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. How bearing he, the spirit of truth, this time he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was sealed with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout in this way. Shout hallelujah. Stand on your feet, give God glory. Sit down. My God, I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting this? Woo! Now to him. Him. Everybody to him. He's able. He's able, but he's only able according to the power that works in you. Let me tell you something. Elijah had a word from God. But if you notice, Elijah, when he spoke about the rain, he didn't say at God's word. He said at my word. Some of you, you want to speak to the mountain. But let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost is the spirit or the sperm of Christ himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, faith come by hearing by the word of God. The Holy Ghost only responds to the hearing of the word of God. And just as you speak in tongues, you are doing the speaking. Elijah said, at my God's word. Some of you, God said, God said. I don't have to say God said, thus said the Lord. I say, I said it. Somebody shout. That's not me taking glory. That's God getting the glory out of a vessel that's sold out to him. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. What is this talking about in Ephesians 3 and 20? According to the power that works in you. It's talking about according to the power of death or life. Now notice Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whosoever love it will eat the fruit thereof. Love what? The fruit of death or life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I have located it. It's in your brain. Somebody shout hallelujah. With your dirty self. Sin is the wisdom to know how to do good and evil at the same time and then act saved. Some of y'all know how to do good and evil and you act saved. You shall save. You give like you save. I'm just loving you. Receive it. Don't get attitude with me because I come find you and embarrass you. And if you notice in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the two gifts that it starts with, the first gift mentioned is the word of wisdom. Everybody say word. The second supernatural manifestation is the word of knowledge. Not wisdom, not knowledge, but the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. The word. Everybody say word. God can only do whatever you ask or think. God cannot go past your asking or your thinking. God, I want you to move. Some of y'all are not even praying. You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream. But God will deal with a fool. It don't mean you spiritual. That means you have a spirit, and sometimes the wind blows where it listed. Y'all shout. Did you know that in 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they would increase unto more ungodliness. One thing I hate is gossipers. Witchcraft in the mouth. Gossip about God's prophets. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in Acts? Say it. What's the first letter in Seek? Say it. What's the first letter in Knock? Pronounce it. Shout. God responded to Elijah because Elijah had the divine ability and the divine order of speaking. He knew how to talk to get God to move. Y'all say amen. I couldn't just go to daddy any kind of way. Y'all say amen. Come on. Elijah, his faith. He didn't have enough sense to know whether fire was coming down when those 300 men came after him. And the first 200 was smitten by the fire of God. But the man was bold enough to say, if I, okay, God, here we go. Be a man of God, let fire come down. Elijah, come on. Bring him on, daddy. What is faith? Faith is chance. Y'all, brother, faith is believing. Okay, okay. I prayed for a lot of folk didn't have enough sense to know what was going to happen. I said, be healed. They were healed. Whoa. I know some of y'all know you got it. See, but see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. If I said trust him, that means you don't know what God's going to do. But whatever he does, I trust you. Prove it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what God was going to do. Don't fool with me. Y'all say amen. Honey, if that wasn't a chance, you tell me what was. I'm not talking about natural gambling chance. I'm talking about, listen, we don't know the mind of God. And even we that have the mind, we still don't know it. Y'all shout. We just have it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what was going to happen. They had faith. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. Sinners are more rich because they got more faith. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God. God never said.
And my whole body was going to be healed.
Yes.
I received my confirmation.
Hallelujah.
It says September, it was written September the 10th. Prophesied over me 8/8/2010. Dear Quinetta Harris, we received the results of your blood work, which show that your kidneys and your calcium level. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise and thank God for He's been God. Like Apostle, he was praying. He was like, it was a healing servant. And he was like, some woman's ovaries are being healed right now. For about like 6 months, and the doctor was like, you got cancer. They say, I don't have cancer. And so they was like, just lose weight. I've been losing weight. It's still working. But when he spoke that word,
come on.
Just praise and thank God for being God all by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He is opening up our eyes. Even my husband last year. I ain't fasting. Who? But look at him.
The eagle in the chicken yard with you to fill you with a fresh sense of encouragement to never give up on yourself. I hope it stirs something deep inside of you something that makes you want to press through every obstacle you face, to be who you are, and to make the courageous choices needed to break free from everything that's holding you back from the greatness for which you were created. Do you ever feel you are like an eagle in a chicken yard? You know there is much more within you than you are experiencing and expressing in your life right now. You know God has a great purpose for your life, and you cannot escape or ignore the inner urge to go for it. But do you also know you will have to work hard, take risks, endure loneliness, leave some things behind, make some difficult decisions, or perhaps be misunderstood, judged, or even criticized in order to achieve and enjoy the fullness of God's destiny in your life? Know this, all eagles are uncomfortable in a barnyard. They all long for the clear blue open skies. When you are living in a place that keeps you from being who you were made to be and doing what you are meant to do, you will be uncomfortable too. Are you like that now? Are you around people that you really deep inside, you know that you are not made to hang around those? And are you faking it to make it? When the thought of moving beyond where you are begins to take root in your heart and mind, when a great seed of greatness begins to grow inside of you and inside your conscience, when you have a burdened desire to step out of where you are, or a desire to be adventurous and do something new or different, pay attention to it. Pay attention to the wooings inside your mind and your spirit when you're alone by yourself in a dark place. And there seems to be a wooing voice speaking to you in the innermost being, saying you can do better than what you have done. Begin to act on it, but also realize that people around you may not understand you or your desire to break out of the box. They may want to clip your wings. They may even say, now just settle down and be like all the other chickens. Here you have this nice chicken yard and these nice little worms and grubs. Why should you ever want any more than that? When you hear such comments and questions, something inside of you may ask, what is wrong with me? Why do I think as I think? Why do I feel this way? Why can't I just settle down and live a normal life like everybody else? The reason you cannot just settle down is that you are not a chicken. Hear me. You are an eagle. You are an eagle. You are an eagle. You will never feel at home in that chicken yard because you were made for something bigger, more beautiful, and more fulfilling. I encourage you today to fan the flames inside of you. Fan it until it burns brightly. Never give up on the greatness for which you were created. Never try to hide your uniqueness, and never feel you cannot do what you believe you were made to do. Realize your hunger for adventure is God-given. Wanting to try something new is a wonderful desire, and embracing life and aiming high is what you were made for. You are an eagle. Think about it. You know, an eagle is one of nature's best examples of strength, perseverance, and determination. It is a bird who refuses to be denied its destiny, one who never gives up as you and I continue on our journeys through life and stay committed to never giving up. You can learn more important lessons from this powerful, majestic bird. Eagles and chickens have one characteristic in common. They are both birds. Aside from that, they could not be more different. I have spoken many times about the fact that different kinds of birds often reminds me of different types of Christians. I have observed in the body of Christ certain characteristics of these birds are similar to characteristics of some people. And I believe by the time that you really grasped this concept of the eagle and the chicken, you will see what I mean. When I think about chickens, chickens are generally skittish and afraid of life. They are lazy and they rarely reach their potential. Chickens simply scratch around barnyards and cluck. We do not see chickens fly because chickens flap. They do not fly. They need to live inside the confines of a fence and are satisfied to do so. They cannot handle freedom. They must be kept in a chicken yard. As you read about chickens, you will notice the characteristics of chickens. They flap around in chicken yards, stirring up dirt, and they run to and fro. The chicken house is huddled in fear with all the other chickens, trying to find a little grub worm on the way. Christians who flap around and run for the chicken house when difficulties arise are not living a victorious life that Jesus died for us to live. We have to stop running from things, especially the storms of life. We are more than conquerors. We can be confident in God at all times, and we can stay peaceful in the storm. God has called and equipped us to overcome, not to be fearful and intimidated. The chicken.
Should I believe in something I can't see? Can I be free? Will they laugh and joke at me?
Don't be afraid to
learn. Don't be afraid to
learn.
Don't be afraid to
learn. Don't be afraid to change.
Just go about what you're feeling.
Take a stand and change your life.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing to give offerings, but you got to understand the covenant that's been fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the ultimate tithe. Jesus is the ultimate offering. Peter, go get a fish. Call him off of his job. You mean to tell me he called Peter off of his job and then get that fish and open his mouth, reach your hand down in his mouth and get some money? The economy of heaven has nothing to do with man's idea of prosperity. God's idea of prosperity is your heart, not how much you give, not what you give, not the quantity, but the quality of your spirit. Widow's mite. The woman came and had less than everyone else. Jesus identified with her because it had nothing to do with how much she gave, but it had everything to do with her heart. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Roger.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's on your spirit?
I really wanted to say it was funny how you were talking about the different things that go in the church as far as concerning tithes and offerings. I'm not going to put out any names, but I went through an experience.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
But I went through an experience with a ministry. I grew at the ministry, but they insisted on saying that, well, you need to tithe more. You need to tithe more. And I said, okay, you know what, Lord, when I get something, I won't put it all in there, but I'll put what I can. But one thing that I was at the ministry for a little over a year, and I heard the preacher, the pastor, say something to me that just kind of made me cringe. And I said, you know what? And I had to say this. I said, you know what? If some souls that night had came to Christ, and I said, wow, you know, I'm excited, you know, about trying to help these souls learn more about God and learn the process of being saved and, you know, different things like that. And the pastor said, well, that's not as important. We need to teach them how to give.
My God.
It was like, that's what we need to teach them how to give because then and I said, hold on a minute. So you're telling me that if I'm a new soul coming into a church, the first thing I'm going to want to know, what's the process of me trying to obtain a relationship with God? Because most people these days, in this generation, they're not worried about how much money they want to give. And I'm 21. Teach me how to be saved. Teach me how to pray. You know, when I don't know what to pray, what to say. Do I call on Jesus or do I sit there and let him talk to me? These are things that I hear him say all the time. But the first thing preachers want to tell them is that, well, you need to learn how to give money.
Let me say something, young man. I thank God for what you're saying. To every pastor, are we setting aside assets, listen closely, for assistance for the poor, or do we think we somehow fulfilled that obligation by putting money into the mortgage of the church building? I don't care who you are and what you say. Most people think they're giving to God and being taught they need to learn how to give. See, the enemy is very clever. I am for prosperity giving, but I'm for the word of God. I was in a ministry one time, and this preacher kept talking about we're going to build a new church. They were more people than it was a basketball team. We're going to build a new church. Oh, when we get in this new church, the Spirit of God is going to move. Listen, I'm in it for souls. We're going to build a new church. And everybody get excited about building a new church. The focus cannot be on the brick. Are you robbing God or are you being robbed? One time someone told me, how come you don't lift offerings? I teach people the designated place, and I teach them as a man purpose in his heart. So let him give. See, we can't holler, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. and then put the people in bondage.
And tell them they're going to hell if they don't give.
This is Roderick Owen speak, giving God the glory in the name of Jesus. We're dealing with robbing God versus man robbing you. Love you.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope and I pray that what you have experienced on this evening with what God has put in my spirit to share with you, the many testimonies, the many miracles. As I always say, you have not seen anything yet. People of God, it is time to rise up and believe what God has put in you. You are God's presence in the earth. Don't ever let anybody put you down. Family folks, church folks, folks, all types of folks. You know, it's amazing to me how many speaking on, that was a conference, I was speaking on tithe offering. It's amazing to me how many Christians are religiously faithful to giving tithing and offerings, but have no religious order to giving offerings of love. When was the last time, and I speak to all of the fivefold ministries in the earth, when was the last time we lifted in our churches an offering of forgiveness? You got people that will, child, if I don't go to church, I will send my tithe. Send your love. Send your peace. Jesus sent his word and healed. Send your love. How many Christians are faithful to paying tithe to a building, but will spend hours gossiping about a brother or sister that have fallen in sin? Where are the people that will restore such a one? Galatians 6, in the spirit of peace. So, we need offerings, but we need offerings of forgiveness, offerings of love. Give an offering of going to gossip fast. So, what is a gossip fast? Fasting from gossip. I call it a revival of hush, a hush revival. Some folks gossip like need gossip like a person eat a cup of coffee in the morning. They have to have a caffeine of gossip. Got to run down somebody. The day just ain't right unless I talk about somebody. Oh yeah. But the same people are feeling like they are close to God because they're giving tithe. One preacher said it's an investment in your financial future. Okay, tithing is an investment in your financial future. But let me ask you this. What is forgiveness? Is that an investment? You see, we have made love and forgiveness less important and made building churches and going on this Christian event and our district meetings and our social gathering that we call prayer. Let's stop this madness. The true tithe is Jesus. Oh yes, the true tithe, the true offering is the atonement. Am I saying that I am against tithing and offering? Did you hear me say that? But what you are hearing is balance. False balance is an abomination unto the Lord. Let us repent. Let us turn from our wicked way. Let us give an offering. You know what? You can give an offering of a smile. You can give an offering of just being nice instead of being evil and then speaking in tongues and dancing all over the church. Spiritual aerobic. Let's do some love. More love. That's what we do. That's what we need. We need more love. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I love to speak the truth. It doesn't hurt to say, I'm sorry. It doesn't hurt to say, I've done wrong. What's wrong with love? Nothing is wrong with love. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Prayer brings change. I've seen people brag about it. I pray for 2 hours. So what? I can walk for 2 hours. It's not how long you pray. It's your fervency. Are you earnest? Do you mean it? So important to let love in.
We've had such a great time in these past 2 months. I've never laughed so much in my life. It's been all about us since that time we had that intimate talk. Suddenly you're acting strange, plus your conversation just stopped and changed. Is it because you're afraid that what you're feeling for me is the beginning of a new heartbreak? Hear me when I say,
you ain't gotta give me your
love.
You should just rush and give me your heart.
broken, my love, and we both need time to heal. That's why in the short amount of time we've grown so close, 'cause you relate to everything I feel. Let's not complicate things by placing titles on you and I. But what we can do before we make the next move, we gotta find a perfect reason why. So believe me when I say we
I believe.